This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce. We broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Now, we also broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police and hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those keeping us free and safe doing what they're doing. Now, don't forget to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And let's not forget about the bulk mail haulers either, hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post office, so you get mail today. And, of course, our suicide jockeys, hauling the gasoline, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel, so that you can go from wherever you want to go to wherever you really want to go. How's that? Follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, MeWe, Gab, Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. And by the way, you can find us at any one of those places by typing in the word Captain's America. Captain with an S on the end of it. America, that'll get you to our pages over there. And also, one last thing, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com gets you to our webpage, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, and joining us right now, the guy that's got the 14 and a half gallon hat on because he's hoping he'll strike an oil well up there where he's at. He's up there, not very far away from Detroit. It's Rod Edwards, the masterful procrastinator. And I did not say procrastinator, I said procrastinator of news and views. Okay, Mr. Ron, good morning. How the heck are you? And where's my gang? There they are. Yay! Yay! All right, be quiet over there. Jeez, you're up on the roof over there. By the way, we got a football game tonight, so everything over here by me is packed because the stadium is less than a mile away from me.
So who do you think's going to win tonight?
I don't know. They don't have Brady.
Uh-oh.
So it's the Dolphins against the Bucks without Brady. It could be interesting.
Yeah, probably the Dolphins, because a lot of times the better teams usually don't play hard on the first preseason game. They put out a lot of the new guys and stuff.
That's exactly right.
Exactly
right. Okay, well, let's get started here. The unsealed search warrant to raid former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home was revealed on Friday that the FBI is now investigating Trump for a potential violation of the Espionage Act, as well as removal or destruction of records and obstruction of an investigation. Now, conviction of such crimes can result in fines or imprisonment. And, of course, FBI agents who conducted the raid on Trump's home back on Monday took multiple sets of classified documents, according to the FBI receipt for property. Now, Trump says he declassified all the documents while he was still in office, which was his right to do, and he did it the correct way, and nobody has classified documents anywhere.
Yeah, that seems kind of strange the way this thing happened. The warrant release follows the press conference during which Attorney General Merrick Garland announced that the U.S. Justice Department had filed a heavy warrant in their property receipt for the search unsealed. He added that he personally approved the search and noted the substantial public interest in this matter, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, it did seem rather strange, Captain, the way it happened. But I found it humorous in this thing, Trump. They were watching this all the time from New York. They were watching it live from New York from the Trump Tower because they did not turn off the video cameras as the invaders had ordered the staff there to do.
Yeah, and the other thing is that the FBI now wants the video. They want to see what's in the video.
But they know what's in the video. They know what they did, right?
Maybe they do and maybe they don't.
I mean, the way they went, I mean, I think it was very shameful, to be honest with you. The way they went in Melania's closet, and they just went all over the place. I think they were pretty disrespectful. And they tried to make it look like, with all the flashing lights and everything, like they were going there for a common criminal or something. It was awful, to be honest with you.
Well, they were trying to prove a point, and the point they proved, I'm pretty sure they were able to do, and that was just to make everything look embarrassing. Now, I will tell you this, as if frustrated voters need another reason to punish the Democrats on Election Day, this unprecedented FBI raid on President Donald Trump's home has angered and motivated conservatives, according to the post-raid poll. Now, the Trafalgar Group did a poll taken right after the Mar-a-Lago raid. A whopping 84% of Republican voters and 72% of independents say they're more likely to vote in the 2022 midterms than they were before the raid.
Yeah, that and if you talk to a lot of Republicans around, many of them were not in support of some of Trump's appointed folks running for office around the country. But guess what happened? After the raid, they ended up turning around and supporting the Trump-appointed candidates. So this is going to bode well, I think, for more of the Trump-appointed candidates, which I think will be helpful in November and after November, after these people are, if they beat the Democrats.
Well, we'll see. You hold that thought. We're going to break. And when we come back, folks, more with Rod Edwards and an Edwards Notebook coming up, too. So don't go anywhere. I shall return. And in the port of common sense, we have Jeff. And Jeff is going to tell you a little something here. Here we go.
And in the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
If you didn't believe the United States is literally at the crossroads of life or death, I'm sure you may think things differently now. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, being brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. The recent FBI raid on the Mar-a-Lago resort and home of Donald Trump wasn't all that surprising. After all, ever since he took that famous glide down the golden escalator in his New York City Trump Tower and expounded about his appreciation for the United States and the desire to actually govern on behalf of the best interest of our republic, the deep state elites, who thought he was one of them, turned on Mr. Trump and set out to destroy him. How dare he swagger in and declare how we should create a better economic atmosphere here in order to reignite our manufacturing powers or fight to establish equal opportunity for all who seek to open a business or get a job. Trump's fight for the unborn and religious liberties, along with his desire to reconfigure the government back to within the confines of the Constitution, truly infuriated globalist elites like Mitch McConnell, who proudly stated, quote, Trump's agenda is not my agenda, unquote. Time to stand for God-given rights in our republic before she fails under the awful weight of tyranny being plotted against us. I'm Ron Edwards.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty, and don't forget, Ron Edwards also Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Now, that's the delicious hot air roasted coffee that's smoother, richer, healthier, and a whole lot less acidic than most of the other brands. And that's something that's important to me because I can't drink coffee that's loaded up with acid because it really churns my stomach. And Constitutional Grounds isn't that way. Now, it has a delicious taste that many are raving about, including me. because you want the best. Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display via the RonEdwards.com website. That's the RonEdwards.com. Make your purchase there. And don't forget, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee that
you want in your cup.
There he is, that masked man and that horse riding through. He just went across the pasture out here in front of me. Yeah, and I'll tell you what. Somebody tried your coffee this week, and you got another new customer. They said, you know, this is really good. And they couldn't believe the fact that something they never heard of before, because coffee is usually coffee, let's face it. But when you get a good brand or a good cup, then you definitely want to know where it came from. And one of my friends had some of your coffee this week and went, oh, I want to get some of that. So you've probably got a new customer and you don't even know it. All right.
Well, then, I truly appreciate it.
Yep. The Chinese are still messing around over on all sides of Taiwan. Now, these military exercises they've got with bombers flying over here and ships over there and live fire exercises and missiles being shot up in the air are certainly starting to wear down Taiwan's defenses, because 24/7 they're watching everything the Chinese are doing.
Well, Taiwan's defense ministry said recently that it detected a total of 66 aircraft and 14 warships conducting the naval and air exercises. The island has responded by putting its military on alert and deploying ships and planes and other assets to monitor Chinese aircraft, ships, and drones that are simulating attacks on the island of Taiwan and our ships at sea. Meanwhile, Taiwan's official Central News Agency reported that Taiwan's army will conduct live fire artillery drills in southern Pitunin County on Tuesday and Thursday of next week in response to the Chinese exercises, which are huge. The military of China is much larger than Taiwan's, of course, and it is wearing down Taiwan. But, you know, you got to admire the Taiwanese. They're not giving up, and they're not allowing themselves. They're not kowtowing like the United States government, for example.
You're right.
So, you know, you got to admire the Taiwanese. I just wish that our government would once again man up or woman up, or however you want to look
not
at it.
Not with the good time gang in charge.
It's terrible, Captain. This causes worldwide instability. A strong United States means stability in the world, and now we have such instability not only in the Chinese Taiwan area, but in other areas around the world. And this is quite dangerous. And this is how big wars can get started, or terrorists can get loose and do some crazy things, because no one is scared of the great eagle anymore. No one.
Well, depending on who's in charge here in 2024 and who gets elected, if we get Donald Trump back in there, you watch and see if China doesn't fold up like an accordion again.
Well, here's the thing. Depending on the condition of the military if Trump gets back in office, but by 24, who knows how much damage will be done to the military by then, because I believe, I'll just put it that way, I believe that the Democrats and rhinos don't care if this military just whittles down to almost nothing, because protecting the United States is not high on the priority of the globalist oriented Democrats and rhinos.
No, not at all. And, of course, then you can talk about the border all day long, too, because that's our national security on that border. But a survey, a majority of U.S. employers are planning abortion travel benefits. Now, this is the thing that they tried to get stopped, and they took it to court. And the court says, oh, no, 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 this is okay. We're going to do this.
Yeah, this is kind of, this really just shows you how desperate people are to murder their babies, to not do, you know, if you really don't want a baby, you know, you can prevent that. It's totally preventable. You know, you don't get together in that way. And that's how you prevent from getting pregnant and having a baby. Don't do it.
And there are also things you can do in the beginning when you first get pregnant. There are contraceptives or whatever pills mm-hmm. you can take. But for companies to become so loathsome, in my opinion, loathsomely evil, or we'll pay you, we'll fly you, for instance, from Ohio to, I don't know, Illinois to kill your baby. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a pretty wicked situation there.
Well, at least they're not saying Mexico.
But wherever.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Because there was a lot of that going on in Mexico. They were taking people down to the border, and the women were going into Mexico to these chop shops, if you will, down there, and they were coming back in worse shape than they were to begin with.
Yeah, but I mean, America is supposed to be a nation that reflects life, not death. And for people to be that devoted to killing their babies and things like that, and it's promoted so heavily in the black community, which is only 12 or 13% of the population, but conducts well over 40% of all abortions. I think it's about 42%.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable, Captain.
Now, the Mar-a-Lago raid judge, I believe his name is Reinhardt, donated to Barack Obama. We found that out after the fact. And he was recused from the Trump lawsuit once they found out about that. Of course, he was the only judge they could actually find who would sign this warrant, if you will. Nobody else would do it.
That's true. Well, this guy, that judge, is, in my opinion,
he's a magistrate. They call him Judge Magistrate.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a magistrate, mm-hmm. but he's cited for his recusal states, and part that a judge shall disqualify himself in any proceeding in which his impartiality might reasonably be questioned, and then describes the various circumstances that would trigger such concerns. They include personal bias or prejudice concerning a party or personal knowledge of disputed evidentiary facts, or prior work as a lawyer for a party involved in the case. Reinhardt's order did not specify the conflict or source of his concern for recusal. Trump's lawsuit accuses the Clinton Democrat allies and current and former government officials of engaging in a racketeering conspiracy to falsely portray Trump as colluding. Remember when with the Russia during the 2016 election,
mm-hmm.
he was around back then, and this is just unprecedented, in my opinion.
All righty, hold that thought. We'll talk to you again next week, and you have yourself a great weekend. And try to stay out of trouble. I know it's difficult.
Absolutely, especially here with Governor Whitmer.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, you take care. Have a great one.
Thank you very much. Ron Edwards. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third World.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
A novelist has been stabbed.
Author Salman Rushdie was attacked at a literary event in upstate New York Friday when an assailant stormed the stage soon after his introduction. The man proceeded to attack Rushdie, who was scheduled to talk at the Chautauqua Institute in Chautauqua, New York, about 75 miles south of Buffalo. Rushdie's work, The Satanic Verses, caused the Iranian government in the 1980s to put a multi-million dollar bounty on his head. Rushdie's condition is unknown at this time. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Now, New York Governor Kathy Hochul held a press conference.
We're monitoring the situation, but, we're getting, he's getting the care he needs at a local hospital. I'll be giving more information on the identity of the perpetrator.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Now go over to the website, MyPillow.com, and take a look at what he has to sell over there, because he's got all these buy one, get one extravaganza deals. He's got the slippers over there. You can save $90, and they're $49. He's got other different things over there. All you got to do is go over to MyPillow.com, and then on the front page, you'll see a little box that says Radio Listener Specials page. Click on that box. You go in there. It'll ask you for a promo code. Your promo code is Captain. That's me, Captain, at MyPillow.com. And you can check out all the different buy one, get one specials and all the tremendous discounts he's got in there on the products he's got. Also, if you want to call him, you can call him at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Promo code Captain. Now, don't forget, there's another website that Mike's now got. It's called MyStore.com. Something totally different. You can go over there, check out, and see all the different things he has to offer. Again, your promo code at MyStore.com will be Captain. One word, Captain. That'll get you the reduction in the savings and all that you are entitled to for going to those places. Now, Mike Lindell wants to see everybody happy, and that's what he's doing, because right now over at MyPillow.com, he's got all the buy one, get one logos going on over there. And you just can't beat it. You just can't beat it. And, of course, the slippers save $90, $49 on the MyPillow slippers. Again, promo code Captain, telephone number 800-641-5459. 800-641-5459. Give him a call. Check him out. see what they got to offer, and then check out mystore.com, promo code Captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey there, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and here we are.
It really is, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Sir. Now, not to be outdone, but the Russian ex-president came out yesterday and said, well, you know, accidents can happen at the European nuclear plants, too, because they got the Russian troops in there, and there's been some shooting in there, and a few explosions and whatnot. They better be real careful what they're blowing up around that nuclear plant.
Yeah, no kidding. But last time I checked, you know, if it's not a part of this war going on in Ukraine, other nuclear plants aren't under siege or coming under military attack of any kind.
Right. hold on a second. We're going to go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, how's it going, Captain? This is David from Sandusky, Michigan.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing tonight?
Well, it's another beautiful night in paradise. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of getting the idea they might be getting scared about what's going on.
Well, I think that's true.
And maybe what they should do is just kind of back off a little bit.
You mean the Democrats?
Yes.
I don't think the Republicans should back off anything. They should turn it on full speed ahead. And
Republicans should whoop butt.
Yep, exactly.
But the Democrats, I think they're getting scared because we're getting... I'm a Republican myself. And the idiots, if they want to start something, come on with it.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, okay? The Democrats made a serious problem for themselves with this deal at Mar-a-Lago. It has backfired right in their face, right in front of them. And they know it because all they've done is awoken a sleeping giant.
Yeah, but like my dad's been saying, my stepdad, I should say, he's been saying that the military of today is not half what they was back in Vietnam and that.
Well, there's some truth to that, but I'm not going to go too far along with that. I'm just going to say that there are some people in the military that are going along to get along, and that's not the way the military operates.
No, it ain't.
Mm-hmm.
I know the Marine Corps, if they don't go along to get along, they go in and whoop butt.
Yep. All right. Well, David, thank you very much for your call, and you have yourself a great weekend doing whatever you're doing, okay?
Yeah, you take it easy, Captain.
All right. And that's and Kyle, what'd you think?
Well, no, I appreciate what David was talking about. You know, and I was just thinking as well that, you know, the Democrats have made a massive miscalculation in all of this. Because there is no critical mass out there in the country to do anything to Donald Trump or to investigate him or to raid Mar-a-Lago or any of those kinds of things. They're trying to create it, and they think it's going to catch, but it's really not because they have absolutely overstepped at this point, I think.
Well, yes, and unfortunately for them, they are – not going to succeed with all of this. It's just not going to happen. America, you know, it's one thing to go out there and to act foolish, but when you act like a damn fool and people know it, okay, they've had enough of this, and this just takes it off to the deep end altogether, what they're trying to do to Trump, and they can see it. The people can see it.
Well, they really can. And they're not going to be somehow, you know, it's, in other words, people are going to wake up in the morning and say, oh my gosh, Trump had classified documents according to these reports. So I don't know, I have to rethink everything about Donald Trump. It's just not going to work because they see it as a purely political maneuver. They see it as a weaponization. We hear that word a lot now, right? The weaponization of the law enforcement and this kind of thing in this particular context, not all law enforcement, but you have have some bad actors, evidently, that are more than willing to go in and do this kind of thing. And, of course, we'll see all this stuff that comes out. But, Captain, there's always going to be people who are going to have a legitimate question of, well, why couldn't the lawyers be present? What did they really take, and what did they really say that they have? It can go on and on from there. And to do this in this political climate is really extraordinary.
Wait till you hear this. The Democrats, number one and number two picks if Biden doesn't run. Who do you think the first choice is?
Well, it's going to be at least Gavin Newsom's in there somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not one or two. Number one, okay. Number one is Kamala Harris. These are Democrats choosing who they want to run if Biden doesn't. The second one, Hillary Clinton.
Well, of course, well, Hillary's going to be lurking around anyway. That's why she came right out, because, of course, the obvious comparisons to was, remember James Comey saying no reasonable prosecutor would bring any charges, even though we found all this stuff, you know, that would be that would put you or me, Captain, behind bars, probably, you know, but it's Hillary Clinton. So no reasonable prosecutor would ever do this. I don't know. She may ride high for a little bit, but honestly, I think that overall, Democrats are not going to go for Kamala Harris and not going to go for Hillary Clinton. They're going to want to do something else by the time we get there.
Depending on where you look, Gavin Newsom is either number three or number four in which poll you want to take a look at.
Well, but they're also, what they're doing is they're bringing him along now. They're building him up. And I think that's one of the reasons he went to Washington to receive some education award. I mean, this is a surprise to all Californians who know anything about the educational system out here. And so, you know, but and talk about a pretext. I thought that was a pretext, ultimately, so he could go to Washington and maybe have some conversations.
Rub shoulders.
Well, sure, exactly.
Try
exactly
to line up right. The donors.
Mm-hmm. Well, right. Well, but see, here's the thing, and I'm not lauding Gavin Newsom, but he's young by comparison, right? He's governor of California, which is a big state.
And how's all that working out for you out there?
Well, it's not. Things are getting worse in California. Traditionally, it's been a jumping off point to the White House, but that was a long time ago, and it's not the same.
That was the way it was.
That's right, but it's not that way any longer. And I think they're desperate, and I don't think they want Hillary Clinton any more than the man on the moon. I think that, especially the Democrat Party elite, because, you know, it's just here we go again. You know, and she'll have the same problems. She's a bad candidate. They want a bad candidate back again?
Yeah, I find that hard to believe that anybody in their right mind would want Hillary back. Okay, hold that thought. Folks are coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's the weekend edition, and I'll be right back with our next Trucker's Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere.
Of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be right back.
are those masked men playing that song?
Oh, that's Deep Purple.
Yeah, and that's the revisional tour. When they came back here a couple years ago, they went back out again, revised their group, brought them all back, and there they are, sounding just as good as they did back in the day.
Well, absolutely. And, of course, and the songs are there, too. I mean, that's they're iconic.
That song will never go away. Smoke on the Water. Never go away.
That's right. What a great riff right at the beginning. That, you know, dun, dun, dun. That's amazing.
Yeah. All right. Let's tell us what's going on out west where we got water on the water.
We do have water on the water. We've got water falling out of the sky, and we're going to have these different flood watches as we move through the weekend, Captain. So as we go through Saturday and Sunday, especially all throughout essentially the state of Wyoming, down through Cheyenne, over to Rock Springs, up to Cody, and, of course, as you come down I-25 near Casper, we've got aerial flood watches. Those are going to be in place until Sunday evening. Likewise, central Utah, down Interstate 50, we've got flood watches there, and those are going to be in place until about Saturday evening. Las Vegas, Nevada, of course, also under an aerial flood watch, and of course, we've talked about the flooding that happened in the Las Vegas casinos there on the Strip, and unfortunately, two people that we know of so far have died in the flooding that was in Las Vegas over the last 24 hours or so. But the flood watch goes down over to Kingman, Arizona, also through most of central Arizona. This is going to be north of Phoenix, and then also into southern California. I-15, I-40, and I-10 are going to be impacted by this as well this weekend. So you want to be careful out there.
Okay, well, we've got something brewing in the Gulf of Mexico, so over the weekend it could be interesting with a cold front that's coming to the south and this subtropical system that's out there. It's not going to be much of anything other than a rainmaker. However, locally heavy rains are possible along portions of the Texas coastline over into Louisiana for the weekend, and it's going to move a little bit further to the east. I don't think it's going to get much off the shoreline, so it doesn't look like it's going to do much developing here, at least through about Monday or Tuesday. But if it's still out there, then it could form into our first tropical storm in the Gulf. It doesn't have that capability to do just that. So that's where we're at in the Gulf of Mexico. And if you want to keep that in mind, just put it in the back burner for what could be happening coming out of Texas and over into Louisiana, because that's about where it'll be on the coastline. Also, over off the east coast of Florida tonight, we have a bunch of showers and storms from Daytona Beach to let's see here, down towards Melbourne and up towards not to Jacksonville, but up in that area just south of Jacksonville, St. Augustine. We do have some weather over there, so it's just going to rain itself out. It's not going to necessarily come across Florida over there on the east side. Now, we do have the poor air alert over there in the Dallas Metroplex, so be advised of that. Unfortunately, you are going to have some, if you got difficulty breathing and whatnot, it might be another good day not to go outside and do anything. Now, that's that. Up in North Dakota, unsettled weather conditions, could be some rain up there across the northern part of North Dakota and the northwestern corner of Minnesota. And then, of course, we got a little uncertain weather up the east coast, Jersey and Delaware and Long Island, where we could be looking at rain later in the day. So, Kyle, tell us about the pilot and Flying J.
Folks, you want to start saving 10 cents a gallon. You heard me right. 10 cents a gallon now through October 31st. And to do that, all you got to do is join the My Rewards program. Go to pilotflyingj.com and, of course, or pull into any Pilot or Flying J travel center. And also, you can use their locations function there at their website, pilotflyingj.com. But start saving that 10 cents per gallon and just by joining up. And you'll also find the other great amenities, other great stuff that Pilot and Flying J has to offer, pilotflyingj.com.
All right, Kyle, we'll talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend.
You too, Captain. Thank you.
All right, Kyle Warren, host of the Kyle Warren Show. You can find out more about him by going to his website, kylewarrenshow.com. And we appreciate him very much, and we appreciate our next guest, too. That would be Denise Simon from founderscode.com. That's founderscode.com, Denise Simon, and good morning.
Good morning.
President Trump made a blanket statement yesterday He said the president has the power to classify and declassify, lies solely with the president. Now, that's when the president's in office, not when they're out of office. So he's talking about the material that they found that he had declassified before he left Washington, D.C.
Correct.
And they're making it sound like as if he had all types of top secret stuff that he shouldn't have had.
You have to kind of look at the inventory list, and the inventory list doesn't really explain anything, especially the charge that there are nuclear weapons material in there. It doesn't allude to that at all. And he would have no use for it. Because he's no longer in power. The other thing is that people think that means nuclear codes. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Nuclear codes get changed quite often.
Yep.
What he did declassify, and this is what I have said for the last couple of days, was all materials related to Crossfire Hurricane,
mm-hmm.
which means all materials related to Russiagate.
Yep.
And he did that on December the 30th. And he made notice of that to the Department of Justice, to the Director of National Intelligence, and to the CIA. They all got advice of that declassification. And it actually, the memo goes, memorandum on declassification, certain materials related to FBI Crossfire Hurricane investigation.
All righty.
I think that's what they're after.
All right, hold that thought. Be right back, folks, with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, right after the top of the hour break.
This America, Third Watch, with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.